Are you wanting to buy a new jersey to get ready for the football season, or maybe something cool for your family room? Just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions, you can change the life of a veteran, and it doesn't cost you any money that you weren't already spending. Instead of going directly to company websites, make sure you click on our banners and links when buying from those well-known websites and brands, and 2 to 30% of your total purchase is donated to our Support Our Veterans program. Each time you buy, Helping the People has partnered with 47 companies like Amazon, House, Cost Plus World Market, Travelocity, StubHub, Hotwire, Rodin and Field, Suzanne Summers, NFL and MLB Shop, and many more. So that jersey you want, NFL Shop donates 6%. That new cool thing for your family room, House donates 10% of your total purchase. 10%, people. Next time you want to buy something, go to everythinghomepodcast.com and click on the Products Buy Now tab. And please, shop away. Each purchase you make changes the life of a veteran. And remember, go to everythinghomepodcast.com, click on that Products Buy Now tab. Thank you for helping those that served for you. The Everything Home Podcast is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website at helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors, who are among the top 1 to 5% in Arizona and the greater San Diego area, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. That's 833-694-6636 and helpingthepeople.org. We look forward to you becoming a part of our very unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance, and introducing you to some good people doing good business and good things. And today's guest, a friend of mine, was wonderful reconnecting with her. We haven't talked in, I can't even imagine how many years, but she's doing some amazing things in sunny Southern California, right there in San Diego. I have Rhonda Murray. She is the owner of R3 Communications, and they're a marketing and public relations firm. So how are you today,
Hi,
Rhonda?
Hi, Michelle. I am really well. Great talking to you again. And it's really impressive what you're doing in terms of your business and just helping veterans. That's incredible. Just the story that you're going to be able to tell, say, 5-10 years from now about how you really made an impact is huge.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been a labor of love and a lot of time and effort and beyond blood, sweat, and tears. So I'm just happy that we are at the point where the world is really going to get to know that this is here and create a legacy platform that's going to outlive me and help hopefully down the road hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, and change their lives. So I appreciate you.
And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's, I mean, you know, I could have started a company that was just small business, making money, put it in my pocket. And, you know, you knew me back when I had my own mortgage company, and I already did that one.
Right.
And that was great then. And I just, if I'm going to go down the road of putting in the time and the effort and working for, not working for the man at corporate, I need to make something really amazing this time. And I think I've put that together, and hearing you acknowledge that really makes me feel that I did do something right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Cause I do put you in high regards.
Well-deserved, well-deserved. So,
well, now it's time to talk about you, my dear. So why don't you give us kind of the rundown.
I love talking about me.
It's all about you. It's all about you. All about you.
I love talking about me. Well, I've just been, like you, building my business, and I've spent the last 20 years working in marketing and public relations, and it's really been something that I've always had a passion for, is being able to take an idea or a concept and finding ways to help it grow and scale and succeed. So that to me is just a lot of fun. I love the challenge. I love the variety. And with just the world as it's changed so drastically in the last 5-10 years with social media and just how we're all so interconnected and how information is so readily available, it's constantly evolving. So my skills that were pertinent 20 years ago had to be finessed and honed and evolved as business evolves.
But you're good at that. I've known you for a long time, and I saw that when you did that, when you had the PR marketing company here, when you did all the work for us. So that's your niche.
Yeah. So thank you.
Unfortunately, we're a little older this time. So we're not as
wiser. Isn't that what they say? Older and wiser.
No, we just need to turn back the clock on the wrinkles. But other than that, hey, you know what? If the wrinkles created the wisdom and the wiserness, I'm actually willing to look at the wrinkles. So it's
get a little Botox. You'll be fine.
Yes. And I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. Oh, so you're going to talk some training today. Is that what we're going to discuss?
Well, one of the things that I've recently, probably the last 18 months, is several of my clients have to me that are within the training development space. So I've got companies that do negotiation training. I've got companies that do lie detection. I'm working with another brand that does leadership and empowerment training for women. I think what we're seeing is a shift in the mindset where companies are realizing, hey, you know what? I really need to make sure that I'm investing in my company and investing in my people. So we're seeing just huge increases. There's an industry publication, it's Training Magazine, and they said that training is a $90 billion industry. And I think it quoted in 17, there was a 30% increase in the number of dollars that organizations are dedicating to their training and development programs. So to me, that's a positive. So instead of those companies taking those dollars and putting it all into their back pocket, they're taking some of that and helping to develop and invest in their staff.
Well, it makes sense, especially these larger corporations. It costs them so much money to keep you there or to do the initial orientation and training. And then all of a sudden you go off to another company and take the skills that you did accumulate with their basic training programs they've got now. Why not keep that person long term and teach them even more, make them even more productive, and then promote from within? I mean, you would think that's common sense, but...
Yeah, but I think you're absolutely right. There has been, you know, in the past, I think some mindsets are more along the lines of, hey, I don't want to spend, you know, however many X number of dollars on this person because they're just going to take that knowledge and leave my organization, which is somewhat of a limiting view as to how you work with your employees and keep make sure that you keep them and they stay happy under your umbrella. But I think what we're seeing now is it's a knowledge economy, meaning that money when you can say, okay, I've done this training and I achieved this certificate in this area. People are looking for ways to improve. And with the advances in technology, you're not limited to just a classroom environment. So years ago, you know, it was promoted that you need to go to a university to get a four-year degree. But if that didn't work within your paradigm, then you're kind of out of luck. But now you've got so many online programs and offerings that really there's not a lot of excuses for why you can't continually improve. And whether it's someone who says, yeah, I want to learn how to build a website, or you have somebody that wants to learn how to improve their leadership skills, those things are all really, really prevalent today. And according to the industry, it's expected to continue to increase on a year-over-year basis, especially when the economy is as healthy as it is now.
Sounds like the clients that are in this industry, it must be really exciting to work with them because they're constantly learning new things. They're excited and they're passionate about encouraging others to develop themselves. So it's probably a different relationship than you've had with clients in the past, because these people are really into what they do in their industry, more so than somebody who's just going through the motions of being in, you know, at their job or their company. I mean, it's right. As you find that, there's like, you're just like, wow, this person's inspiring. I really enjoy working with them.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example. Just last Sunday, we did a women's and negotiating training program. And we see survey and study after study that says women are four times less likely to negotiate. So on that first job out of school, if they don't negotiate and push to get a higher starting rate, that kind of sets your trajectory for the rest of your career. And we look at the pay disparity and say, oh, men make so much more than women do. And quite often it's because women don't ask, where men are not, are more likely to say, yeah, I need to have more money, or I need to have more vacation time, or a better benefits package. So with this training that we did, we were helping arm these women to go out and make sure that they are really claiming their value. So they, if they feel like, yeah, I should be getting paid as just as much as the guy next to me, that's pretty impactful. So that's kind of the area that I definitely have a lot of passion with, because, you know, I just think that as the world continues to advance, and as we see more and more women in the workplace and coming up through the ranks, the ability for them to know how to negotiate, understand that it's okay for them to ask and they should ask. I think that's just going to really change the dynamic over the years.
It's about time. I'm glad that there is a focus on the training portion of that to give the women the confidence, the tools, and the skills to take their self-worth to the next level, because they might be better than their male counterpart, but if they didn't ask for it, I mean, you know, if you're an employer, if somebody says, no, I'm cool with that, you're like, oh, all right, I just got a kick-ass
great
deal.
Yeah,
I
don't.
Now I got money for Botox. Woohoo! We are good to go. You know, I got an awesome employee, and I'm going to the spa. So you know, I'm glad that those. I just wish you had the classes here in Phoenix, so then we could get some people that are local to participate. But maybe that's something would give you some ideas
very
to come
mobile.
Here.
No, yeah, we do trainings across the country and actually around the world. So yeah, we do. This last training was in LA. We did it was a group of women that work in the entertainment industry, and obviously there's so much going on, and so much of the spotlight is on that industry in particular right now. But we know that pay disparity is just everywhere. The one thing I applauded them, because as a profession, they got together and said, hey, it's time for us to make a change. And instead of just sitting back and saying, oh, we're not paid as much and this isn't fair and this isn't right, they did something about it. You know, they said, okay, yeah, we're going to take a Sunday. We're going to invest our time. We're going to invest our money into themselves. And I think that's, you know, there's something to take away from that. Just, I think sometimes it's easy to sit back and feel like, oh, okay, this is, you know, this just isn't fair. But there's nothing I can do about it. These women took a totally different mindset and they said, it's not fair. And this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. That's very, very powerful, very empowering and beyond impactful. So, and how exciting for you to be involved in all that. I mean, that I would love to be able to participate. So I don't know. You need throw me our nonprofit and the podcast in that mix, but sign me up. I want to get in that sandbox with you. So however we can participate, work together on that. I would love to be able to get more women exposed to that concept because I've done it myself. I mean, I've shortchanged myself. I'm not going to pretend like I'm a great negotiator and I did all these things, especially when you're younger and you get intimidated, you don't know. And even when I was older, there was a lot of things that I left on the table. And now, I would feel sorry for my potential employer now at this point. It's almost like the older we get, the more like, all of it's on the table now, man. And I am woman, hear me roar. And I'm angry.
Right.
And I am this. And oh yeah, watch out, buddy. You know,
the interesting thing about negotiation, though, unlike other professional skills, whether it's management, leadership, communication, these are all pretty commonplace. And I think after, you know, X number of years of working in corporate America, we've all gone under those different training programs, and that's great. But very infrequently, have we in the past encountered negotiation training? So it's kind of one of those things, either know how to do it or you don't. And it's kind of, you know, shoot from the hip and it's based on intuition a lot of times. But the misconception is just like everything else in business, there's a process, there's best practices, there's proven strategies. So that's really what we've been helping people do is learn the process, learn the strategies, get comfortable asking. And when you're confident with whatever you're doing, whether you're selling something or you're managing an employee, if you're confident, you're going to be so much more effective. That's all part of the training too, is just developing that self-confidence. So when that person does go to the negotiation table, they're ready.
Well, it's also a skill, a very essential skill that goes well beyond just what happens at work. I mean, it's a life skill. And you would think that this is something that should be taught, well, back in high school, but they don't even teach you how to balance a checkbook. God forbid they should do that back then. But I mean, it's something that everybody could use in everything that they do outside of work too. So it's a very powerful tool.
Yeah. What are the two higher ticket items that a person buys? It's the car and their home. And both situations, it's like, oh no, am I getting a good deal? Am I not getting a good deal? And it's just really tough to know. And I went through the training when I started working with these different experts and realized, wow, you know, some of these tactics are highly impactful and highly effective, and they're almost commonplace, or common sense. But until I really thought about it, it didn't really resonate at all. So now I feel, and again, after 20 years of being in business, I feel like, okay, I understand. And I'm going to be prepared for the next time I buy a house or the next time I'm going to buy a car. So it makes a huge difference in personal and professional. So
it's a great confidence builder once you have these skills to do those type of things. I mean, it could really change somebody's personality. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, where did you come from? It's like on Real Housewives, all of a sudden Carol woke up this season. So I'm like, what the heck happened with Carol? Carol all of a sudden starts talking. talking. Carol hasn't talked since, I don't think I've heard her talk more than three words in all the years she's been on TV, and all of a sudden, now she's a total different person, you know? It's amazing to see someone blossom into their own, and I think the negotiation tactics really can, you can really see that with people.
I'll share a funny story.
Yeah,
years ago before I, I think I was still single at the time, and I had to go out and buy a car, and I was crazy intimidated, right? So what did I do instead of picking up a book or trying to brush up on talk to somebody about how to negotiate? I called my brother and said, would you go with me? Because I felt like, okay, if I bring a man with me, they're going to realize that they can't push me around too very much, which is really sad, right? And I think it kind of comes full circle. And that's why I love it today, you know, like however many years later, that, you know, I'm working on these projects where it's really supporting women so that they don't have to feel like, okay, yeah, I need a man by my side when I go to the negotiation table.
That's worth it right then and there. You had me at no man at negotiation table right there. Oh, man, too funny.
Yeah.
So you have been kind enough to agree to be one of our expert contributors to give our listeners constant information about public relations, marketing, and training things, negotiation skills, things like that. So I want to say thank you so much. It's a great opportunity to have you as part of the family. So thank you.
Oh, no, I'm very, very excited. I love
it. Yeah,
I'm a big podcast fan. I've been listening to just like every podcast I could get my hands on for the last 6 months. And it's just such a great tool to be able to learn and improve and just kind of going back to what we started with, this knowledge economy. So, you know, whether I'm out walking the dog or going on a hike, I'm constantly listening to podcasts like yours to see what new I can learn.
It's great stuff. Like you said, it's a great tool. And the amount of information that things you're going to share with our listeners is just really, it could be life-changing for some of them. So do you want to give your website so at least people can get a little information on you, or perhaps even think about hiring you for the obviously great talents that you've got, or even maybe getting involved with some of these seminars and classes that are you're putting together?
Yeah, I would love to. So our website is r3, so it's r3communications.biz.
And that's the best way for people to learn and then contact you. And I'm assuming obviously the phone number is there too. So
yeah, exactly. So they can check out our website and give us a call or shoot us an email if they'd like to learn more information, whether it's on our marketing or public relations, or like you said, some of these training programs that we're involved in. That would be that'd be great. We would love to share our information with your listeners.
We're going to do something. I'm not sure yet, but we'll figure it out, but we're going to bring some stuff here, and I think we should do it pretty soon. So that'll be a fun project to work on. I know that there's a big audience here for that. So Rhonda, thank you so much for coming on again. And I'm so happy that you are back in my world. And I'm, like I said, it was wonderful to have you on the air and to hear your voice. And I look so forward to talking to you now, almost like every other week. How awesome is that going to be?
That's great, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you
so much. You're welcome. I appreciate it. We'll be talking to you very soon, and we're going to have Rhonda back on in the very near future because she's going to be one of our expert contributors.
Thanks so much, Michelle.
Hey, you're very welcome. Well, that was Rhonda Murray, the owner of R3 Communications, a marketing and public relations firm. Great lady. Love her. We used to work together years ago, and I'm glad that we're going to be able to start doing some amazing things again here very soon. I had mentioned she's going to be an expert contributor, so you get to hear more of her. I appreciate everybody listening to Everything Home. Her contact information and this show is listed on our website. All of our guests' information and their shows are on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. You can also subscribe and listen to the shows on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, and Blog Talk Radio. So I hope everyone learned something, got a little takeaway, a little piece of information. And thanks again for listening. We appreciate your time. Make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnett.